A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS-certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, Lightweights Podcast here. We went to Vegas. This past weekend, I thought it was so funny that John stayed at, what was it called, the White Castle?
I have no idea. But like some like fucking really fucking weird like...
Off market.
Yes.
Hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, man, my shit was kind of expensive. It was $120.
And we were talking to him and we were like, so how is it? He's like, casino's great. Really good. Like you'd expect to be worse. And we're like, okay, but how's the room? Fucking awful. Disgusting. You do not want to sleep there.
Yeah. Yeah. He told me he was trying to like take a shower and then the fucking bathtub drain got clogged. So he had to use the sink.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's the worst, man.
Bad hotels in Vegas are disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. That's the worst. Even like Caesars where we stayed.
Yeah.
It's like not that clean.
It wasn't that clean, but our... In that tower that we were in was like kind of modern. It was definitely newer.
Yeah.
The David got his first room, his first big room. It was so like 50s Vegas, disgusting. Like shit went down in there. And you could tell like the vents were covered in dust. It was really gross.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't know. It was still really fun though.
That was one of the best trips.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first half I was iffy on. And then once I got to see you.
The first half where you texted me, I fucked up.
I had a panic attack. I thought we weren't going to see you the whole trip. Yeah. What was that? Oh, is that because you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
But, dude, we went to Excess and saw Marshmallow, and I don't really hate that stuff, but that was so much fun.
That was really fun. Would you go to Europe with me in, like, June?
Who's going? It depends on the squad.
It's the same squad.
Is it the squad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're filming Susie's documentary.
In Europe?
Yes.
Yeah, Caitlin fell. Oh, nice. What part?
Paris and then probably Italy.
Wait, when?
Positano.
What month?
June.
I don't know. I have my wedding and my honeymoon and I have to like save for it. Is Zila sponsoring this trip for me? Or am I paying out of pocket?
Well, we'll see how much this summer shred guide makes.
What if I get so shredded that you have to bring me?
Deal.
Done.
Paid. All paid for.
Fuck yeah.
If you get down by June.
Okay, hold on. I am one. This morning I weighed 183.
Not about the weight. The body fat percentage.
Okay, what do you want me to get? Last time I was 25.1.
If you by June, if you get down to 15% body fat.
Brother.
It's possible.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You just got to do a lot of cardio. It is what it is.
I was about to call you Brandon. That's how ridiculous that sounds.
Hey, buddy. Okay, I'm paying for your fucking first class. How about that? First class flight.
It's March. I have April.
May. Bro, that is so possible.
3 months to lose 10% body fat.
I've done it. You could do it.
And you bring Caitlin.
Deal.
What? Caitlin! We're going to Europe!
Oh, man, I'm excited.
So am I.
This is a good deal.
For the next 3 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long are we going for?
I don't know, like 5 days, 6 days.
Okay.
I will go to Paris first, and then after Paris, we'll hit Positano.
Okay.
Dude, we'll party hard, because that's when Susie's going to be, like, at her goal, and that's when you're going to be at your goal. It's going to be fucking sick. Everyone's going to be ripped. Ah, that'd be sick.
That's crazy. Okay.
Let's get it.
What's my deadline? June 1st?
Yeah, let's call it June 1st, because we're probably going to go sometime in June.
You're really fucking yourself, because I'm going to be really hot.
I fucking hope so.
I'm like, dude, I'm going to be better than you. I'm going to take over.
15% body fat.
I'm going to be the jacked guy.
Oh, wow. I cannot wait for that.
Your
results are so mid.
You look the same.
I'm like, fuck.
But I'm still at 15% body fat.
Yeah. Wow. Well, now we definitely got to film some shit.
Yeah. Fuck. Okay. Wow. I have to start running.
Yeah, you do. And I get to post your before and after photos.
No. It's going on my OnlyFans. I'm launching an OnlyFans too.
Are you actually?
Maybe. So if I look that hot.
I'm posting your fucking photos.
If I look that hot.
Fuck you. That's part of the deal.
No. It's on record. I'm taking it back.
Lightweights is sponsored by Manscaped.
Manscaped now has beard products and is going even further with their brand new Weed Whacker 2.0. Go ahead, tell the world. The leaders in the below-the-waist grooming are traveling north of your South Pole with their revolutionary grooming products. The new Weed Whacker 2.0 and their new beard line confirms they have all the best tools for your hygiene toolbox. Time for you to upgrade your game by going to manscaped.com and using our code ILIA for 20% off plus free shipping.
You gave the code to me?
Always do.
Wow.
For some reason, they pick your name. Even though my name is Joe. My name is Joe. J-O-E.
Yeah, J-O-E is so much easier than I-L-Y-A.
Yeah.
What's an I-L-Y-A?
That's what people are thinking. Yeah. They're like, what is it again? Guys, if you haven't used Manscaped, I use it all the time. It makes me feel more confident. I get that perfect beard trim every time. I don't have nose hair sticking out. I'm confident to talk to people.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I use Manscaped for both my beard and my balls.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Beard to balls, balls to beard.
Oh, you just go up and down?
Up and down.
Wow. Yeah,
it's more efficient.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay. The brand new Weed Whacker 2.0 offers improved blades and skin-safe technology with a no-tugging guarantee. It's never been so painless to mine your manholes. So get 20% off and free shipping with our code ILIA at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com.
Code ILIA.
Again, use code ILIA. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
I was thinking about it today. I was driving. It's crazy how 16-year-olds are able to drive.
Yeah, it's scary.
You know?
They're on the road.
Like, what are you, like, you're like
46.
36? 36.
40.
Okay.
I'm 46.
So what? That gives you, like, no, but seriously.
I'm 33. Seriously, I'm 33.
Are you?
How old are you?
Are you 33?
Are you really 27?
I dead ass didn't know that.
I need your birth certificate. 32. You look 29.
I'll give that to you. I'll take it.
A very shot out 29-year-old.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I'm 27.
Okay, so they could drive?
Yeah, 16.
How old were you when you started driving by yourself?
12.
What?
Yeah.
No, you weren't.
No, I'm kidding. One time, my buddy, though, I remember he took his dad's truck while his parents were, like, out of town to the 7-Eleven. It was so cool.
Was he 12?
He was, like, 12, yeah.
And you were in the car?
No, he just drove it, and he drove it back home.
The fuck?
I swear to God.
Midwest
yeah,
things.
Yeah, it was a Dodge Ram.
Jeez.
Yeah. Black Dodge Ram.
I was 17. When I got my license, the first thing we did was go to White Castle.
Really?
Yeah.
White Castle's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's not bad. I like it.
We get an ad for them next week.
We heard what you said. We love the review.
Did you ever wonder why you can't sign up for Spotify in the app? You have to actually leave the app and go to Spotify's website?
I did.
So.
It sounds like a sponsored ad.
So, no, the ad does. So, Apple takes 30% of your in-app purchases.
Oh.
So Spotify goes, okay, fuck that. We're going to drive all the traffic to our website where you make the purchase and then go back on the app.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of controversy around that, right? Because Apple goes, well, that's how we make our money. That's why you're even in the marketplace, right?
Right.
And Spotify goes, well, yeah, but 30% is absurd. So we're just going to drive people to the website. But I just thought it was crazy how like a $1 billion company like Spotify does that. I feel like that's like a small business type of thing where it's like, just send them to the website.
Yeah.
And then send them back.
I always wondered that.
Yeah.
Because even other apps do that too, like Peacock.
Yeah, do
they? The only thing you can do on anything credit card related, you have to go on the website.
Yep.
So all these big guys are doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, fuck the man. Fuck them. Can we play a game?
Sure.
I'm going to give you recognizable taglines and you have to tell me where they're from.
Okay.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
No idea. No idea. Zero. Like, I can't even begin to guess.
Starts with an A.
Our Arby's.
Our Arby's?
Arby's.
Applebee's.
Oh.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
Okay, next.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Starbucks.
I gotta give you a hard one.
Okay.
Come hungry, leave happy.
Ooh.
You know it.
Come hungry, leave happy. Fuck. IHOP.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Well, obviously.
I'm going to give you an easy one.
Okay.
Did you know that? Yeah. When you're here, you're family.
That's not an easy one.
Yeah, it is.
When you're here, you're family.
David goes all the time. He drags everybody.
Subway?
No.
When you're here, your family. He drags everybody.
Italian.
Italian. Italian. Italian. Italian. Italian. Jersey Mike's.
Olive Garden.
Ah, makes sense. That's an easy one.
If you don't get this one, you lose equity in Dover. In Zebra. Better ingredients, better pizza.
Papa John's.
Yeah! Eat fresh.
Oh, what the fuck? Eat fresh?
Yeah.
Amazon?
Subway.
Oh. Okay.
That's all I got. Good, no?
Yeah, that was so fun.
Fuck yeah. Guys, subscribe for more.
You know how we were talking about people last week about how not everyone gives a shit, like how people have to care more?
Yes.
So I pulled up to Phil's Coffee the other day. Dude, I found this so fucking absurd. I get out of my car and I see a guy getting into his car. And as he's getting in, he looks at the ground in his car, and he has like crumpled paper, like napkins and shit.
Oh no.
Straight up, right in front of me, just throws it out the car.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, and dude, I was so fucking dumbfounded, I actually took a photo of it.
Would it make you want to do?
I was nothing. I was just so confused.
Did you want to say something to him?
No, I didn't want to say anything, because it's just like, but hold on, I got to find this photo. It's not that crazy, but it is like, look at this. I was so dumbfounded. I was like, what the fuck?
How old is he?
I don't know. Probably just like 50, 60.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a man. And I was wondering myself. I was like, who does that?
Yeah. I saw a 25-year-old guy.
But like, do you understand how fucked that is? Like, throwing out a banana or an apple on the ground, okay, whatever. Biodegradable. Who cares?
What if someone slips on the banana?
Whatever. That's too bad. But paper? Like, what?
Paper's biodegradable.
Not like that, though. Are you sure you know what you're talking about?
If you said plastic, like,
like, who knows if it was plastic paper?
Okay, I'll go with you. I'll ride this. Yeah, that was fucked up. This guy that I was walking to a restaurant, Dave's Hot Chicken. We're walking in. He spits his gum in the air right in front of the door. He goes,
oh, and it right lands inside or?
No, it was outside the door, but right outside the door. Like,
that's gross.
Right in that heavily trafficked area.
Oh, that's gross.
Fucked up. He was like 25.
Fuck that. Dude, yeah, some people, I don't know if that's how they were raised. Like, I don't know if it's nature versus nurture, but some people are just fucked up.
So stupid.
You know? Yeah, I don't like when people litter. It's just like bad character, bad vibes.
Wild.
Yeah, it is.
We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients, and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers.
And Costco.
If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine.
Look for product of the U.S.
I use an app for AI app for doing our captions, and it's so advanced that when I bleep out the words, it
catches what we say.
It catches the curse word and puts it in asterisks.
Yeah.
Before I can't, I don't even do it. Like it says, if I'm saying shit, it says S star star star.
Yeah.
Star.
No, AI is crazy.
It's scary.
It's it is.
Did you see Diplo's post of him?
No.
He posted a photo of him winning the LA marathon in AI.
Huh.
And I kept looking at him like, is this real? You just type it in and creates it. It's fucking wild.
Yeah, it is.
I was talking with my celebrity DJ friend this morning.
Dylan Francis.
You know him too?
Yeah. He comes by the gym here and there.
I showed him a song and he wanted to sample it. And he was just saying how there's these programs. They pull the song apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could, let's say you just want to take like the
bass.
Drum beat. Yeah, the bass.
Yeah.
It automatically pulls the stem out by itself and it has it right there.
Wow.
Fucking crazy. How does it do that?
So... One comment that I wanted to make before you started talking about that is how...
You're gay?
Yeah. I'm gay. How humans get... I know I've said this before, but how humans get accustomed to things and just used to stuff. Like, I don't know, example is getting a new car. The first 5-6 days, you're like, fucking, oh my God, in love with it. Or like, you know, wives or girlfriends. You're like super in love at first and then like, you know, it dissipates, whatever.
Someone's bitter.
No, but...
She breaks your heart, cheats on you with Dima.
But AI is the same thing, you know. It's like it's going to be really crazy at first, but then humans are going to get accustomed to it, and that's going to be our new way of life,
right?
I think that's so interesting,
dude. If we can get an AI Ilya,
yeah,
you don't have to show up. I could just talk to him.
That'd be sick.
Like he already knows what you're going
to
say.
But you want the real me? Come on.
Do I?
Yeah, you're right.
What if I can make like new Ilya like cool? You know.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
Like, always cool and suave and never in a bad mood.
I'm never in a bad mood.
Sometimes.
No. I've never seen you in a bad mood.
No, I'm never in a bad mood.
Yeah.
I'm, like, stoked on life. I wake up every day just happy to be alive. You know what I don't take for granted? And I think everyone should think about this. When you're sick, it's the worst when you can't breathe out of one nostril.
Mm-hmm. And then you think about it when you're not sick?
Uh-huh. I think about it all the time when I'm not sick. I'm like,
that's so...
I could breathe. That's like... But when I get sick, it's like the worst. And then I'm trying to go to sleep and then both nostrils clog.
Yeah, I do the same thing but for a sore throat. That's the worst. Having a sore throat.
I never get them that much.
Oh, really? Do you have your tonsils in?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I get them all the time, sore throats. And when I don't have them, I'm like, nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm really worried my appendix is going to burst.
Wow. Why?
I don't know. I feel like it just happens.
Yeah, I mean, you would die probably.
That's the thing. You don't die, but you have like a timeline. You have to get to the hospital to get it taken out. And that's what I worry about. What if I'm in the middle of something and it ruptures?
Like a podcast?
Yeah. And like, I know you're not going to be free for like the next four
so
days.
You got to finish it.
Right. So do I just sit here and let it bleed out?
No, I'd probably excuse you from that one.
And then you'd come back over when I come back from the hospital?
No, probably not.
See?
Yeah.
And then the light waiters have to wait.
I feel you. Yeah, well, don't tell me then.
Okay, so bleed it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. We also had a record sale last week. We sold one hat.
I saw. Is that why you? Yeah, is that I did? Is that why you asked for the Shopify code? Because you were so stoked.
Yeah, we sold one.
Nice. That's awesome, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. What is that? A 0.00001% conversion rate?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Thank you guys for supporting for supporting us. I was thinking about when COVID first started and the government wouldn't let people eat in restaurants. So then restaurants put tables outside and put tents around it, and you could eat out there in the parking lot, which is essentially the same as eating in the restaurant.
I didn't hear anything you said. That's my bad.
It's okay. I'll say it again. So you remember when COVID first came around and the government said you can't eat inside restaurants?
Yeah, yeah.
So restaurants just put their tables outside in the parking lot, and they put a big dome tent.
Yeah.
And now they just didn't have a parking lot, but you could sit inside and eat in there.
Yeah.
I never understood it even while it was happening. Yeah. Because you're essentially still inside.
I didn't understand a lot of things during COVID, man, to be honest.
It didn't make sense.
I think everyone was in such a panic that they were just making shit up.
Right.
They weren't like really thinking about it, but they were like, oh, fuck, people are dying. We have to like put rules in.
Right.
So everybody calms down.
So you can't eat outside, but you have to eat inside outside. And then Applebee's is like, okay, all right, we'll do the tent thing. We'll do the tent thing. That's fine. We'll lose our parking lot, but it's fine. I thought about the perfect bank robbery, and I really think I could pull it off.
I'm down. I love bank robberies. Like, actually.
Okay, ready? Let's say there's five of us.
Okay.
Three of us go into the bank.
Midday?
Yeah, like right after opening.
Okay.
One sits in the car, the getaway driver.
Yeah.
And he's in a white van.
Okay.
We have the fifth guy in a second white van.
Okay.
And just as we know when the cops are coming. And as the cops are coming, the white van with no one in it
drives away
and takes everybody away. Meanwhile, while all the cops are distracted over there, the second white van that has the four of us in it drive off in the other direction. And this guy who's in the first car rides motorcycles. So he goes into like a alleyway where he already has a parked motorcycle, ditches the van, hops on the motorcycle, drives off.
Okay, but now who's to say that the cops won't follow the second white van too?
Because the first van skidded out and like made a big like, ah! And they're like, there he is, and then they all get him.
So there's no cops that stay at the bank to make sure that nothing's happening?
No, because it all happened so fast. So those first...
So all of the cops go, that's definitely the guy?
By the first... The only two cars, like two cops pulled up by that time.
Only two?
Yeah. Small town.
Small town robbery.
Yeah, we're doing Chicago.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Don't you think that will work?
No.
Why?
Because there's definitely going to be cops that pull up after and be like, okay, let's make sure nothing's going on here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're still going to try and follow the one car driving
away.
Totally,
yeah, they will. But they're probably going to have someone stay back. You know? Like, if cops show up, not all the cops are going to go chase that car.
They definitely are. Otherwise, they'll get away.
No, guarantee you. But they want to make sure the people are inside are safe first. That's their priority, not to catch the guys.
Not true, because let's say the lead bank teller comes outside and is like, there they go.
So you'd have to pay off the lead bank teller.
No, because then you have to cut another person in.
So, why did you say five people? Because you only mentioned two.
Three of us go in, yeah. And then there's the two drivers.
What are the three doing?
Robbing the bank, getting the money from the vault, making sure nobody's calling 911.
Okay.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, that would never work.
Yes, it would.
No, it wouldn't.
You're literally so dumb.
No, I would never do a bank robbery with you, snitch.
You would snitch?
I would snitch.
100%.
Nope.
Where'd you get that 100 grand? Stole it.
I would never snitch.
You probably would.
Yeah, I knew I would. Joe did it.
Off the coast of Colombia, they found a submarine with $87 million worth of cocaine. Coca-Cola.
75,000?
What?
Wait, what did you say?
You really don't listen.
Yeah, no, not on that one.
87 million.
Oh.
Worth the cocaine.
Oh, shit. That's a lot.
Along with two dead bodies.
Wow. When did this happen?
Last week. Military personnel found two subjects in poor health conditions. The Colombian Navy wrote in a statement, apparently there was an accident inside the semi-submersible vessel due to the generation of toxic gases from the fuel. The two men were treated and transported to a ship in the area where they were given medical attention to save their lives.
Isn't it crazy how even when you catch a criminal, the first thing you do is you treat them?
You got to save them.
Yeah. You got to save them.
Yeah.
But then you wake up fucking handcuffed.
Right.
And that's the worst.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine finding that? $87 million worth of cocaine. What would you do?
Me, personally?
Honestly, yeah, you'd probably call the cops.
No.
Would you act like you didn't see it?
Probably, dude. You have to understand that even if you are, like, if you're getting yourself involved in any way, shape, or form.
Anything.
Yeah.
Then you're involved.
You're involved, yeah.
I would look the other way and just walk away.
Me too. Honestly, I would. Mm-hmm. I truly would. It's not that I, like, don't want to make the world a better place. I just am not in a place to make the place. I'm just not in a place to make Earth a better place.
Yeah, I agree. That $87 million of cocaine is not my battle to fight.
Totally.
I'm better reviewing Jack in the Box.
I've accepted that. And I'm better selling other types of powder.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what we do.
Yep.
We're good at one thing and we try.
I'm trying to make a world a better place, not make it not a bad place.
You're trying to make the world a stronger place.
Yes. Well, yeah, there you go. Stronger, leaner, better.
Stronger, leaner, better. New Zealand logo.
Logo.
How come you named your company almost after you, Zillia?
I didn't. That's actually really wrong.
Zillia?
Hey, what are your What's that longitude, latitude? What is that?
On your Zermatt?
On your shirt.
The North Face has this really cool thing where all over the world they have the longitude, latitude of their stores. And this is in Zermatt from Switzerland.
Oh, that's sick.
So this shirt that I'm wearing is exclusively from Switzerland.
From Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Really cool idea. Yeah. And you go around. It's like a fun thing to collect.
Yeah.
Did you ever collect stuff when you were a little boy?
Cars, toy cars.
Like Matchbox?
Like, no, Hot Toys. Or Hot.
Oh, Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels. Yeah. A ton of them. I'm talking like 500, 600, 700.
Did you unbox them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you played with them?
I played with all of them, yeah.
On what? Like, did you have a little, like...
On the floor. I also had a rug.
Did you have tracks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you make noises?
Oh, yeah. What noises?
Did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you invite friends over to play with them?
All the time. I would love it when friends would play with me. My toy cars.
Did you race them?
No. Nah, I don't remember. I had an addiction, for sure.
Were you into baseball cards?
No. I never got into sports in general.
Pokemon cards?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Game Boy games?
Yes.
Pokemon?
Nope. Yes, actually, Sapphire. I did love Pokemon.
You were the next gen.
Not cards.
I was red and blue gen, because I'm older and wiser.
Yeah. Yeah, that game was so dumb.
They were better. The originals.
Nah, Sapphire. All the way.
Then they had to make like a new version for like these young, dumb kids who... have ADD, and that's where you came in. I'm gonna embrace being the old married guy. It's gonna be a new shtick.
Yeah, you should. You should.
You keep being this young hot playboy going to Vegas on the weekends, hitting up those Sapphire clubs that you go to.
I did not go to a strip club this weekend. You are wrong about that.
What happened after?
I went to two.
We went to the Rhino Club. What happened after we split up? You went to Steve Aoki.
I mean, we went inside Omnia, but, like, you know, we didn't really do anything. We just kind of went in, grabbed a drink, and, like, left, like, 5 minutes later.
And then did you go to bed?
Yeah.
We didn't talk about, you did a Tough Mudder?
Spartan Race.
How was that?
It was good. I did it with Susie. She did the entire thing. It was fucking crazy.
Can you break it down for me? What is it?
So, it's 6 miles. I mean, you can choose what type of race you want, but it's 10K, so roughly 6 miles with obstacles, with 25 obstacles.
25.
Yeah, so like every quarter mile or whatever it is, whatever it breaks down.
And what are these obstacles like?
Some are very simple. Some are very intricate. So some are like you just have to jump over a wall, like a 5-foot wall. Some are like a 7-foot wall. Some are like fucking inverted vertical ladders. And it's pretty tough, actually.
Like military style-ish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Susie did it?
Yeah, she did. She didn't do all of them, and if you weren't able to do an obstacle, you had to like do like a penalty lap essentially. So you run back and forth. But yeah, I fucked my shit up on one of the obstacles.
What'd you do?
Do you not know the story?
Not really. I heard like different counts of everybody.
Basically, it's a very long story, but long story short, I was doing the sandbag one where you pull the rope up. Like it's like a pulley system. So as you're pulling the rope, the sandbag is going up. And the very top where the sandbag was, I let the rope go and I had a lot of slack around my foot.
Oh.
And as the sandbag was going down, the rope caught on my foot, flipped me upside down like a cartoon, gave me a massive burn on my leg and fucked my leg up.
Ow. And I was hanging
upside down by 1 foot for like 20 seconds, yeah.
Is that what cut your leg?
Yeah.
The rope burn?
Yeah. It was brutal. It was like, and we didn't get it on video, which is so fucking messed up, but it was like straight out of a cartoon. It was so crazy. I'm so underselling it, like, by a lot, but it was fucking insane.
Was this Susie next to you?
Everybody was next to me, yeah. It was insane.
How did no one film it?
They were filming the fucking sandbag.
Like, the bag above you?
Yeah. There was two filmers.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
A woman in Australia got bit by the blue-ringed octopus, and it has enough venom in it to kill 25
people.
20.
I knew it.
You did?
Yeah, I've seen those octopi. What's so funny?
I think just your face, when I think about it. It's just like a goofy-looking face.
Goofy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like if I saw
I
you,
can't help it.
If I saw you in the airport, I'd think, that guy's funny.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Are you gonna buy a house?
No.
Ever?
I don't need to.
Would you just keep living at David's?
Yep.
Fuck yeah. So you're not gonna move out?
Never. I've decided now I'm forever staying.
Really?
And that motherfucker's gonna have to make me move out.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
He's gonna have to point a gun at my head and be like, motherfucker, if you don't leave tonight, I'm gonna shoot you.
You know how he's really loud at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, I should start doing that.
At 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Like,
well, I already do that actually when I box.
Do you?
Yeah, like 8 a.m., yeah.
Do you remember?
On a Saturday.
That's really annoying.
Yeah.
Do you wake him up?
Yeah. He comes down, gets the snaps, goes back up.
Goes back to bed.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's a win-win. But yeah, no, he's gotta have to like drag me out by a rope. Like tie me up while I'm sleeping, drag me out, like put me into his trunk and throw me outside. Be like, you're fucking moving. I've decided that's how it's gonna be.
I don't think he's ever gonna do that.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna live there forever, I guess. He's getting married? That's too bad. Kids? I don't give a fuck.
Uncle Ilya, here to stay.
Yep, I'm staying, man. He wants me to stay, I'll stay. I'll stay so fucking good. He's gonna wish he never fucking met me.
You are really petty that I think you could do a good job at this.
No, I can. I'm not moving. I'm staying. I'm not fucking leaving.
Have you told him?
Not yet. This is my podcast. Send him this clip. I'm not leaving. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You're going to be 55.
I'm going to actually get really comfortable in that bitch.
You should get a girlfriend and move her in. Really stick it to him.
Yep.
And like
a girlfriend and a dog.
Yes. One that he's allergic to.
Mm-hmm.
Teach him a lesson.
Yep.
This is my German Shepherd. Poodles. And don't potty train him.
If someone offered you $10 million, but they said if this snail here catches you at any point in your life and touches you, you die, would you take it? And you can only stay in America, in North America. You can't travel the world.
How much do I get?
$10 million.
100%.
So you would hop city to city, like always be moving, because that snail will catch up to you.
I mean, 6 years ago, I moved from New Jersey to LA.
Yeah.
Where is the snail?
Always have to be, keep in mind, that snail would be on your mind every day.
No.
Wake up thinking of the snail.
Not if I move really far away. How fast is he going?
I mean, I think I looked it up. A snail can travel across the country in like 7 years, something like that.
Okay, so I'd have to move now.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd do it.
Even though the snail is onto you, like there is a killer out there?
For sure, 100%.
You wouldn't think of it?
Like, I just have to move every 6 years.
Yeah.
That'd be the best. And I get $10 million.
What if you forget?
Then I'd die. But I'd see him.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd see him?
Yeah.
In your sleep, you'd see him? Because he's coming for you.
The odds of him getting me while I'm sleeping are 50% because I'm sleeping half the day.
Right.
But there's 50% of the chance that I'll see him like crawl from under the door. I'm like, fuck, Elf, like I gotta move.
Yeah, what happens if you see him like in your room?
I'll move. I have no problem. That's it. $10 million is great. You're set.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I would. Totally.
It's a no-brainer.
Fuck that snail.
I always thought about that. Yeah. I never gave myself a snail. I always thought a serial killer that like walks. Just walks.
Yeah,
that would be harder.
Yeah, it would,
because I'd have to move every like 2 years.
Yeah,
but I could easily do a snail. I just jump over him.
True. What if you miss?
Yeah,
you
that trip, sucks.
You land on him. Your face lands on him.
No.
Lightweights.
Thanks for listening to the Lightweights podcast. This has been one of the best days of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Explain why.
I don't know, like, I'm planning for my wedding. I asked the girl to marry me. Mm.
She said yes. That was crazy.
That was bananas.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I've eaten so much good food in my day.
Yeah, well, you're like, fucked now.
Yeah. But today's good.
Yeah, it's always good. Honestly, if you're alive and you're making money and, like, you're doing what you want to do, what else can you ask for?
What else can you ask for?
All right. Lightweights!
Out! Can I use your ball trimmer?